Now, if you've been driving on Auckland's Southern Motorway, you may have seen a large billboard with the offer, Win a House. The raffle offers its winner a $2 million home, a brand new Tesla, $50,000 of furniture and a secret mystery prize. It sounds too good to be true, but its organiser is insistent he's for real, and it could help prevent suicides in the process. Katie Fitzgerald has been looking into this and joins us now. Good morning, Katie. What is the deal with this house?
Good morning. So, as you say, this is the prize in a mega raffle being run by a new charity called the Suicide Reduction Trust. The house is in the Auckland suburb of Flatbush, and it's currently half built. I drove past it recently, and at the moment, it's mostly framing and scaffolding. The house will have 6 bedrooms, 4.5 bathrooms, 2 kitchens, and multiple living areas. It's listed by 2 agents from Harcourts, and according to their website, it's currently under contract. That contract is with the Suicide Reduction Trust, a new charity that was founded in February this year. Dave Jacks runs that charity. He says the purchase of the house and a Tesla is conditional on the raffle successfully selling enough tickets to cover the cost. Here's what he had to say to me about it when I asked.
It's easier to pay for the house once the raffle's completed. If the raffle generates $5 million, for example, yep, then the raffle proceeds can be used to purchase the house. If the raffle only generates $1 million of proceeds, then you're better off to cancel the raffle and refund everyone's money than you are to complete an exercise that didn't work out.
Okay, so the raffle proceeds will be used to buy the house, and then whatever is left afterwards will go towards the trust.
Absolutely.
And as I said earlier, the purchase of the house is conditional on the raffle raising enough money to also help get the Suicide Reduction Trust off the ground.
Okay, what is the Suicide Reduction Trust then?
First of all, let's not confuse this with the Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust, which has been running since 2014. As I mentioned earlier, the Suicide Reduction Trust was founded in February, and according to its website, it wants to provide therapies focused on the future and self-acceptance to try and prevent suicides. On its website, it says it's accepting expressions of interest for providers to offer the therapies. And if you look at the raffle online, you'll see plenty of feedback from people praising the work the charity is doing and the difference it's making. Mr. Jack says it hasn't actually started providing any services, though, and the raffle is the start of a big fundraising effort before beginning work.
It's more efficient or effective to be noticed in a louder way than a quieter way. It's very expensive to make a meaningful difference on reducing suicide nationally, and to do it on $100,000 versus $1 million, like for $100,000 you'd be ineffective. You wouldn't be able to do anything. We've managed to get enough money together to fund the raffle and the marketing of the raffle, but we are unable to get enough money together to fund Suicide Reduction Trust annually ongoing. It's the same cost to set up, for example, the conversational chatbot, to do it locally as it is nationally. So you get economies of scale doing it nationally.
So what is Dave Jacks talking about when he mentions this conversational chatbot?
Well, as you know, they're popping up in a lot of areas these days, including psychology. Mr. Jacks says it's a great option for his charity, and he just needs a medical professional to teach it and a programming expert to make it work. Mr. Jacks says they don't have a preferred vendor for the chatbot yet, but he has been looking into it. He also says once the raffle is done and the Suicide Reduction Trust is running, it won't be aiming to provide services to people experiencing suicidal ideation. It will be working with people at a lower level, potentially even with no mental health issues, and providing them the therapies so in the future they have a lower chance of experiencing suicidal ideation.
Right, so to be clear, the Suicide Reduction Trust, it doesn't have any clinical staff as yet, and it's planning to use chatbots to help prevent suicide.
Yeah.
Okay, so the trust is being described as a charity. Is that the case?
Yes and no. It's not an official registered charity. Mr. Jack says it has a pending status. I asked the Department of Internal Affairs about that, and they said a pending status does not exist. I put that to Mr. Jacks, and this is what he had to say.
So we've got the email advising they've got all the complete documents, but they haven't told us yes or no yet. So what do you call the status we're in? We're awaiting the outcome of our application. Our application is pending.
Mr. Jack said once that approval comes through, the registration will be backdated. The DIA agrees with that and says all applications are backdated to the last time they are asked to provide any information, which could either be when they first applied or when extra information was requested. It's worth noting that charities don't need to be registered to be called a charity, though. You've probably noticed we've been calling the Suicide Reduction Trust a charity throughout this piece. It's being registered can help you with tax privileges or securing funding and volunteers, though.
And the raffle, is that legitimate?
Yes. The raffle is sanctioned by the Department of Internal Affairs. The Suicide Reduction Trust has got a Class 3 gambling licence to operate it. That's what you need if you were going to run a raffle with a prize of over $5,000. And it will be drawn by a police officer at the end of June.
Thank you very much for that. That is Katie Fitzgerald.